This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Hallelujah. I love that song. Tamala, man, take me to the king. I don't know what to bring. My heart and soul are torn into pieces. This is my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me here alone to gaze upon your glory and to sing to you a new song. To God be the glory. King Jesus is still on the throne, people of God. And we thank God for Emmanuel, God being with us. In the days of the crucifixion and resurrection, they gave him the title King of the Jews. He did not give himself that title, but the people gave him that. But he is King of Kings and he is Lord of Lords. And we thank God for Jesus tonight. We are part of his kingdom. He rules and he reigns forever and ever and ever. Pastor Anthony Simmons here, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, the New Creation Christian Ministries Church family. We thank God for everyone from every city, from every state represented on the prayer line tonight. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from evil and wicked ways, then will they hear from heaven and I will heal their land. So I thank God, amen, that God has a remnant, a group, a sect of people still calling upon Jesus, still calling upon the Holy Spirit, still saying Abba Father, and we are seeing an impact on this earth. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray tonight, but we thank God for you. If you can turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 11. I just want to share a few thoughts, and we're going to go into prayer. But in the Gospel according to Matthew, the 11th chapter, it is so powerful and wonderful. The entire chapter opens up talking about John. No one greater born of a woman than John the Baptist. And he goes on to say, those of us who are less and the least in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist. So we thank God there's greatness on the inside of each and every one of us, only because the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us that was not available to John in the form that it is today. We thank God for Jesus. But Matthew chapter number 11, look at verse number 25. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I just love the text. Jesus is speaking to you and I today as he was speaking to the audience in that day. He says, my Father, I know. My Father knows me. And he has revealed some things where the wise and the prudent and sometimes those who think they are educated and high-minded cannot get this revelation. But he says, God the Father and Jesus the Son have revealed them to us, because he chose us to reveal spiritual and heavenly things too. But he says, now that you have this great revelation and revealed knowledge of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, we believers, we who are Christian, we who are saved, he says in verse number 28, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I came home today and I found myself right before the prayer watering grass and doing some odds and ends right before coming on the prayer line after working a long day. And he said, those of you who labor, not just physical labor, but he said, those of us who are laboring, come unto him and he will give us rest. This is why we come to pray. We come to prayer because we need to be refilled. We need to be replenished. We need to be rebuilt and renewed. And there's something supernatural about prayer that builds us up when we're low on energy and we're low. He says, you'll find rest for your soul. We all know what the soul is, our mind, our will, and our emotions. Sometimes our mind get weary. We're working, we're planning, we're strategizing. We're trying to do things and we're trying to think. And the mind gets weary. He said, come to me and I'll give your mind rest.
My God.
Come to me, glory be to God. And your emotions. Come on, somebody.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes our emotions, I don't know where you are in your relationships as far as it relates to ministry and your finances, but maybe you're in a place where your emotions are all over the place. And sometimes Jesus says in 11:28, come to me. I'll give your emotions rest. Glory be to God.
Yeah.
Even your will. We wondering what to do, how to decide, what to discern, what choice to make. He said, bring that to me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. I don't know about you, but I want to stay yoked up with Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
I want to plow through this life like two yoke of oxen. I'm hooked up with my Lord and Savior, and we're going through life together.
Amen. Praise God.
So I thank God for this verse. I know sometimes we get tired. I was out there watering the lawn, and one neighbor was doing something on his deck, and another neighbor was getting ready for work, and he was doing something. And we're all busy. Pastor Rebecca was out, and she's back in now. We're all busy, but God says, pray without ceasing. Come to me. So we're coming to Jesus tonight. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that we can come to you and get rest. We can come to you and get rebuilt.
Yes, God.
We can come to you, God, and get refreshed in the name of Jesus. God, life is hard and life is busy. Life can be burdensome. But you said if we're heavy, if we're burdened, if we don't know where to turn and what to do, come to you in prayer. And right now, God, we are praying tonight.
Yes, God.
We are praying and we are laying at the altar. We are at the throne of grace, asking once again for grace and for mercy.
Yes, Lord.
We are at the throne, God, in the name of Jesus, saying, God, build us up. God, allow us to lay down in those green pastures. God, in the name of Jesus, you are our shepherd, and we shall not be in want. So right now, in the matchless name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that you can do the supernatural.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you in the name of Jesus that we have not, we need to ask.
Yes.
And right now, we are asking for a refilling. We're asking for fresh waters, a fresh anointing, fresh fire from on high.
Yes, Lord.
Stir us up, God, once again. Get us back, God, and passionate in the name of Jesus. Allow your word to wash over us.
Yes, God.
Allow your word to refresh us and to renew us in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for restoration. We thank you in the name of Jesus for recovery, a spiritual recovery. Oh, glory be to God. I thank you tonight, even as my day was a little hectic. Oh, I feel my strength coming back. My strength coming from the Lord. Come on. Woo! Rashibo. Oh, glory be to God. I tell you, he'll give you joy unspeakable. I tell you, he'll put a smile on your face when people upset you. I tell you, he'll remind you of the blessings which are rich and add no sorrow. That's why he says, come to me. I'll put you in remembrance of my word. Come unto me. Lay at my feet. Remember Martha and Mary. When Martha and Mary were in the house and Martha was so busy. He said, you're busy? Yes, you want to wait on his hand and foot. You want to make the house feasible for your guests. But Mary is at the feet of Jesus. Get in the word. Getting rest, because he says in his word, don't even step into tomorrow. Tomorrow have enough worries of his own. Right now is suffice and sufficient for today. So God, we thank you for giving our families rest, giving our minds rest, giving the ministry rest. We thank you in the name of Jesus that we can stop and pause. That we can, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, just sit back and sit down and recover and reflect and replenish ourselves in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So, God, I thank you for the word.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that the journey is long. You told Elijah to rest, eat, and take a nap again. Rest, eat, and take another nap. Rest, eat. Because the journey is long. So, God, we thank you that if we are burdened, if we are heavy laden, your yoke is easy, your burden is light. So I pray tonight that we have a desire for your word. You said, come to you and learn of you. Jesus, we want to know more. We need greater wisdom in this hour in which we're living. We need greater discernment in this hour in which we are living. We need more knowledge in this hour in which we live. So God, your word declares through King Solomon in the Proverbs and all of our getting, get understanding. So God, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the witness tonight of the saints. Calling into the prayer line, understanding the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. Our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard. It hasn't entered our hearts, the things that you have prepared for those who love you. You said there's a treasure on the inside of us. Glory be to God, that has not yet been revealed. You came that we might have life. And have that life to the abundance. So, God, we thank you for the journey. We thank you for our personal walk in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight for the gift of salvation.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man. You know, we're going to keep praying. But there was a trivial scripture question on the radio here in the New Jersey area. And the question was, the Lord has been good to you. Is that scripture or not?
Amen. Amen.
The trivia question on the radio was this. The Lord has been good to you. And the question was that term and was that phrase scripture or not? And it is scripture. It's in Psalms 116. You remember the verse. I just remember the chapter. Pastor remembered the verse and the chapter. Psalm 116, verse 27. The Lord has been good to you.
Amen.
That makes it personal, not us. To you. And I'm about to run around my own home right now. I'm about to give God a praise right now. I'm about to shout glory.
Jesus.
Because I know he's been good to me. He healed me of cancer.
Yes.
I just celebrated 30 years of being employed. Hallelujah. On Friday. He gave us 11 years of ministry approaching in this year of June. 22 years of marriage this summer. Come on, somebody. I thank God for every anniversary. I thank God for every milestone. I thank God for releasing me from the cancer ward. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. I don't know what God has done for you, but I believe that scripture is right for each and every one of us. The Lord has been good to you. Pastor, you're going to continue to pray because I'm about to shout.
Hey.
And I don't want to bust the eardrums of the people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. It's in there. It doesn't matter, but to God be the glory. The Lord has been good to us. I know it's a Psalm 116. And maybe I'm mistaken, but to God be the glory.
Yes.
We thank God for Jesus on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. He's a good God. Yes, he is.
He is. Amen.
I know the scripture says every good and perfect gift comes from above. To God be the glory.
Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you.
Amen. And we're talking about rest tonight. Read that as you get on the line tonight, Pastor. Read that again, because we're talking about rest.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We just thank God and we praise God. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. We thank God. I was in the car with Pastor Anthony, and we were hearing that scripture or not, and scripture or not. And it is Psalm 116, verse 7. Psalm 116, verse 7. Return to your rest.
Whoa.
My soul, for the Lord has been good to you.
Jesus.
My God, I just got to read a little bit more. Verse 1, I love the Lord, for he heard my voice.
Come on.
He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live.
Mm.
The cords of death entangled me.
Come on.
The anguish of the grave came over me.
Jesus.
I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord.
Oh,
Lord, save me.
Yes.
I was thinking about your book. That's a line that you put in your book. Lord, help me. Lord, save
Amen.
Me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary.
Yes.
When I was brought low, he saved me. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Yes.
That is a powerful, powerful scripture.
Amen.
And we just thank God for his word on tonight. The Lord has been good to you.
Yes.
Amen. And he was talking to himself. He was talking to his own soul.
Uh-huh.
My God. So we just thank God that we can just encourage ourselves in the Lord when times are hard, when things get a little bit trying.
Yes.
You can encourage yourself in the Lord.
Amen.
Because truly the Lord has been good to you. If you just look back over your life, you can probably testify to the fact that the Lord has been good to you. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your name, Lord. We worship you and we magnify your name. We exalt your name on high, oh God. You are worthy to be praised. This is the day, God, that you have made, God. We are, Father God, rejoicing and being glad in it. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon our lives, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being an everlasting God, never leaving us, never forsaking us, oh God, being good to us, oh God. You have been better to us than we've been to ourselves, and for that we are grateful. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We lift your name on high. God, there is none like you, Lord. We have searched all over, and we haven't found anybody. We looked high and low, oh God, still could not find anybody. But God, we were glad when we found you, oh God. We were glad, oh God, when we opened our eyes. You opened our eyes to have us to see you, oh God, to have you to know you. You, oh God. Hallelujah. In the pardon of our sins. And Lord, we are just, Father God, just praising you on today, God, for all that you are and all that you have done, Lord. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you continue, Father God, to bless those on this prayer line, God. You know that so many are coming, Father God, looking, Father God, for Father God, looking for you, Father God, looking to hear from you, looking, Father God, to receive, Father God, rest, Father God, looking, oh God, hallelujah, Father God, to be delivered, oh God, from the hand of the enemy, oh God, we just thank you, Father God, that you are still our deliverer. We thank you, Lord, that you are still our healer. We thank you, Lord, that you are still our redeemer. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God, because you are worthy, God. You alone are worthy, God. So touch every person on this prayer line, Father God. Encourage those, Father God, who need to be encouraged on tonight, oh God. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. For resurrection power, oh God, being released over this prayer line. We thank you and we praise you for your resurrection power,
yes,
being released into the lives of your people. We thank you and we praise you for your resurrection power being released into your church. We thank you and we praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. As we enter into the season, we are in the season, oh God, between the resurrection and the Pentecost, my God, hallelujah,
yes,
the day of Pentecost, oh God. We, Father God, ask, Father God, that you release a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit into the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So many Christians that are running low, as Pastor preached, my God, on Sunday, so many running low on power, running low on energy, oh God. Father God, we ask for a fresh infilling on tonight, oh God, that you will touch us afresh and anew, oh God, that you will fill us afresh and anew, God, that you will release your glory, my God, into these vessels, oh God. We open up our vessels unto you, oh God, and we say, pour out, God, pour out, touch us, sit on us with your fire, oh God, sit on us, oh God, sit on each and every one of us with tongues of cloven fire, cloven tongues of fire, sit on us, oh God, and burn up everything that's not like you, oh God. Burn up, oh God, hallelujah, anger, and burn up unforgiveness, God. Burn up worry and frustration, God. Burn up anxiety, God. Burn up, oh God, hallelujah, that bad attitude, God. Burn it up, oh God. Burn up everything that is not like you, oh God. Allow us to walk in your love. Allow us to walk in forgiveness. Allow us to walk in power. Allow us to walk in kindness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your fire burning up the sins of our flesh, oh God. Any desire that's not like you, any desire that does not bring you glory, burn it up. Burn up lust, oh God. Burn up gluttony, oh God. Burn it up, oh God. In the name of Jesus, burn up, oh God. My God, hallelujah. Anything, oh God, that's not bringing you glory in this life, oh God. Selfishness and haughtiness, oh my God, burn it up, oh God. Division in your church, oh God, oh glory, because of coveting, burn it up, God, in the name of Jesus. Murdering with the mouth, oh God, my God, burn it up. That spirit of gossip, burn it up, God, burn it up, take it away, oh God, from us, oh God. We want to glorify you in our vessels, we want to glorify you in our bodies, oh God. So Lord, we thank you, Lord, for taking away everything from us that is not of you, in the name of Jesus. And we bless your name, we worship you, we magnify your name, and breathe on us, oh God. Blow your winds on us, your holy winds, oh God. Blow from the east, the west, the north, and the south, oh God. Blow on us and breathe on us, oh God, and fill us with a fresh and filling of your Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost power and Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost, my God, wisdom, my God, manifest manifestation of signs, wonders, and miracles, oh God, renewing us a right spirit, oh God, which wish to worship you, oh God, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, for this prayer line. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for Minister Jamal and his wife and Sister Gail, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your hand upon their lives. Father God, we pray for divine favor to be released on their lives, oh God, that you will continue to guide them and direct them, oh God. Show them the way that you will have them to take, oh God. You already went before them, my God. You already went before them, God. You already sent your spirit before them, God. You already, Father God, have the plan. You said in Jeremiah 29:11, you know the plans you have for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us. So, Lord, you already know the way that Minister Jamal and Sister Gail take, oh God. And, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you to open up the spirit of Issachar, oh God. Allow them to have the discernment of the times. Open up the spirit of Solomon as far as wisdom is concerned, oh God, and allow them to have wisdom from on high, oh God. Give them that wisdom, oh God, to know where you will have them to go, God, where you will have them to settle, where you will have them to serve, oh God. And Lord, open every door that needs to be opened. Bring divine provision, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That's right, keys, my God. Pastor said keys. He is the sounds of the keys, my God, hallelujah, the Lord, release the keys, my God, release the keys, my God, into the hands of Minister Jamal and Sister Gail, Prophetess Gail, my God, release the keys, my God, so that they can move forward to do, be, do, and have what you have called them to be, do, and have. Lord, we pray for Mother Mae Thomas right now, God. We lift her up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your hand upon her life. We thank you for your blessing upon her life, God. In the name of Jesus, restore her, God. Restore her strength, oh God. Restore her, God. Restore her energy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, even as she rests, oh God, from her day, God, we ask, Father God, that you would continue to allow a fresh inpouring to fill her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, fill every weary place. Fill every empty place. We thank you for keeping her in perfect peace. We thank you for keeping her and perfect health, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as she keeps her mind stayed on you. Lord, thank you for healing her daughter, my sister Renee. Yes. We thank you for divine healing, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we praise you, oh God, for perfect peace and with Renee. We thank you for healing Jackie, even as she prepares for surgery, oh God. Yes. Even as she's dealing with things with her back, I speak healing over her back area in the name of Jesus, as you will touch. Touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing for Jackie, oh God. Continue to encourage her, Father God, in every area of her life. Let her know that she served well in these 30 years in the U.S. Army, oh God. Let her not bind up the spirit of discouragement, my God, in the name of Jesus. Let her have joy, 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 overflowing joy. So continue to bless our mother, bless my sister Barbara. Continue to keep her, oh God, and her sons, oh God. Keep the a hedge of protection around them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for each and every one of my siblings, my brother Gary. Thank you for blessing him and his wife and his family. Lord, I pray for my family on tonight, God. I pray for my mother, God. I pray for my mother, God. Keep her in perfect peace, God, pertaining to her children. Her seed is blessed. Not only is she blessed, but her posterity is blessed. Yeah. Her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, my God, let the joy continue to overflow in her life. Meet every need. Continue to meet every need, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you. We praise you for this prayer line. We thank you for what you're doing on this prayer line. Continue to have your way. Continue to let your will be done. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, oh, my God, for New Creation Christian Ministries. We lift up your church, God. We lift up the church, my God. We thank you for the boom. 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 We thank you for the boom, God. We thank you for the breakthrough, the open door, the opportunity. opportunity, the manifestation of your divine glory here in that house and here in this prayer life and here in the Bible study. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the boom. We thank you for the explosion. We thank you for the open doors. We thank you, Father God, for growth, explosive growth, that you, as we speak your word, my God, as Peter spoke your word, that you will breathe through our words, every word being God-breathed, my God, and that you will add to the church, my God, those who shall be saved daily, my God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for souls, my God. We pray for the spirit of evangelism to hit every member, my God, that each member will go out, go forth, and evangelize, bringing in friends and bringing in families and passing out the flyers and spreading the word on social media, my God, and testifying to everybody that they meet about their God and their Jesus and our God and our Jesus and our church and our prayer line and our Bible study. Lord, let the spirit of revival hit this church in a mighty way, my God. In the name, we are available to you, God, and we thank you, Lord, for having your way on New Creation Christian Ministries, the church, the prayer line, and the Bible study. One church, my God, three locations. We thank you, Lord, for hitting this ministry, oh God, hallelujah, hitting the vocal cords, my God, of each and every person who's, my God, connected to this ministry, that they will bring people in to be saved, even through the prayer line, even through the Bible study, even through the local church, my God, that they will bring people in to be discipled, that they will bring people in to be healed, that they will bring people in, my God, to be saved and released from the hands of the enemy. So we thank you, Lord, for this end time ministry, God, that your power is going forth on this prayer line. Yes. Continue to have your way at New Creation Christian Ministries. We surrender all to you. Bless every person on this line. Lord, we pray for Jessica, even as we begin to open up the prayer lines. We pray for Jay, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Kayla, God. We pray for, Father God, every college student that's taking exams, Sudani, and all of the college students that are taking exams and have taken exams and are pursuing their college degree. We pray for our college students, the young, the old. We pray for Sister Tunisia as she starts a new job. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for those who are moving forward, Father God, by faith. My God, that you will bless them in their studies. Bless Jay and Kayla, even as they take their finals. Bless them, Father God, and keep them, oh God. Give them wisdom. Give their mind to know, to open up, to remember what they have studied. And if they haven't studied, God, give them a supernatural blessing that they will know the information, they will know the material, and that they will ace that test, ace the test, my God, that they're taking. So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you as Jessica goes up on Thursday for the nurse's exam, and as Kayla goes up tonight, today, and tomorrow for her finals, that you will bless them, oh God, that they will ace these exams, and that they will be able to move forward with their studies to do, be, and have all that you have called them to be, do, and have in Jesus' mighty name. And as Tunisia starts a new job, that you will bless her in her last days at her at Dyfus, and bless her as she moves forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We're going to open up the phone lines momentarily. I'm just led to pray for the mothers before we move forward. To God be the glory very quickly. Father, we thank you for every mother. We're not going to pray after Mother's Day. We're going to pray now. Father, thank you for the mothers. Bless every mom, every grandmother, every, Father God, big sister, every mentor. If you are a mother figure to anybody, we thank God for mothers tonight. God, breathe on them, encourage them, give them rest, replenish them, and meet every need financially, emotionally, physically, mentally. Bless our mothers in the name of Jesus. Thank you for their love. Thank you for their nurturing. Thank you for their caring hearts. Thank you for the wisdom and the strength that they exemplify in the name of Jesus. We thank you for their steadfastness. Glory be to God. We thank you for their unconditional love toward us children and grandchildren and the extended family. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Not just on Sunday celebrating Mother's Day, but let's celebrate them this week in the name of Jesus. So bless them, God, and keep them and watch over them in the name of Jesus. They don't never ask for much, and I thank God for the that what you put on the inside of mothers. But Lord, in the name of Jesus, allow them to receive. Allow them in the name of Jesus to be recipients in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for every mother represented on this line, those that would listen to the recording as we approach this weekend, in the name of Jesus. God, cover them with the Holy Spirit. Let them be that virtuous woman. Watch over their children and their grandchildren and their households in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so, God, we thank you for mothers,
thank you,
and we call them blessed.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
Let people of God say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, we're going to take calls now.
Hallelujah.
If you have a prayer request, a praise report, to God be the glory. We just touch and agree, and we just want to, amen, come into agreement, because we know the word declares, Jesus sent them out two by two. The word declares there's power in unity. And there's power in agreement. Pastor preached that thing in Jersey City on Sunday. They were in the upper room. That was the title of her message. The upper room.
There's power.
There's power in the upper. I don't want to mess the message up. But I was in the room, and I she'll tell you the right title. But there's power in the upper room. And right now, this is a representation of Pentecost tonight.
Amen.
Come on, Pastor. Let's take some callers. She likes to be grammatically correct.
Hey, Pastor, you said whatever you said was good.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Praise God.
We're going to take some callers tonight. Press one on your phone, and we will put you on the air. This first caller is from the area code 919. God bless you tonight.
God bless you, Pastor. Glad to be here tonight. I was calling in tonight asking you guys to pray for me. I enjoyed the prayer. I didn't get the first part, but I did hear Prophetess pray, and I'll just thank God for it. So I'm just asking you guys to pray for me tonight.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Let us do that.
Yes, God.
Father, according to your word, and that's what we've been talking about tonight, Matthew 11 and Psalm 116, you said you'll give our souls rest.
Yes.
Come unto you who's burdened, heavy laden, and you will give us rest.
Yes, God.
Psalm 116 tonight said, the Lord has been good to you. And I thank God that you have been good to your daughter tonight. I thank God that there's more good coming to her life. I thank God that better is coming to her in the name of Jesus. Her best days are ahead of her. And God, I thank you that you have blessings that you're ready to pour out into her life. And God, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke the devourer
right now.
We come against any hindrance right now. We remove every stumbling block and every trap of the enemy and the hater in the name of Jesus. So God, I thank you that she's walking in prosperity. I thank you that she's walking in the anointing. I thank you, God, that she's walking in a power that she has never known. And in the name of Jesus, that power is from on high. So, God, give her the discerning spirit to know that she matters, to know that she is going to impact this earth, to know that in the name of Jesus, you called her for a time such as this, just like your daughter Esther in her day. So, God, we speak blessings over her and her son. We speak in the name of Jesus, those things that be not as though they are. So, Lord, whatever her heart desire, remove every mountain. And, God, I thank you right now, and we praise you as we touch and agree with her for blessings from you and your hand in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And, God, give her that rest that we're talking about tonight. You said those that laboring, and we know that she works. We know that she's due diligent. We know, God, that she's on purpose and have a mission. So, God, I thank you that you'll give her moments of rest, moments of restoration, moments of replenishing and renewing and a refilling in the name of Jesus. I see it right now. Pastor preached about the winds. I see wind coming and giving you a fresh wind.
My God.
God giving you a fresh wind right now. Something's just going to blow over you. You're actually going to feel a literal breeze in the name of Jesus. That's the breath of God being with you. I feel the supernatural wind of God coming in your direction in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter where you reside. It doesn't matter where you work. It doesn't matter where you go. But you're about to feel the breath of God breathing on you. Hallelujah. So, God, I thank you right now that as she feels that wind, that she feel that refreshing from the supernatural wind of God, that you will breathe on her and stir up that Holy Spirit and stir up the gift of God in her like never before in the name of Jesus. So right now, God, we thank you for the fresh wind and we thank you for the fresh fire in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean, you know, Jesus said you can't even see the wind.
Yes.
You don't know what direction it comes from. He was talking to Nicodemus.
Yes.
He said, you don't know where it comes from, how it comes, where it ends, but we feel the wind.
Yes.
And as I was praying, I see a fresh wind coming in your direction. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
To God. Glory. Well, we thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Wow, Pastor. Wow.
Fresh wind.
Yeah.
A fresh fire coming in her direction.
Amen.
Take this other caller, another caller, Pastor.
Erico 678. God bless you.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down, I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burden down, I feel better, so much better. Since I laid my burdens down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burdens down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down, I'm going home to be with Jesus. Since I lay my burden down, I'm going home to be with Jesus. Since I lay my burden down, I won't treat you like I used to. Since I lay my burden down, I won't treat you like I used to. Since I laid my burden down, burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord. Since I laid my burden down, burden down, Lord, burdens down, Lord. Since I laid my burdens down. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I have a little testimony. Last week, Pastor Rebecca, you know, I was in so much pain the week before then, but I thank God. I thank God that I feel so much better today. I mean, it's nothing like I was feeling last week when I got on the prayer line. But I thank Jesus because no matter what the devil tries to do, he tries to put me down, but that's not gonna happen because I know I got the Lord on my side and his healing hands. And as long as it takes for him to make me feel better, I will keep going, pushing forward, and don't give up because I know that I'm going to be healed. So thank you so much, everybody, for the prayers. I want to wish a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers on the prayer line. And Pastor Rebecca, happy Mother's Day to you. I really hope you have a nice, blessed Mother's Day. And thank you for prayers. And just continue praying for my son and for myself. And thank you, dear Lord, for your love and for your grace upon my life. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we praise God for that prayer, that praise report. We thank God for that praise report that you are feeling better and you are healed by the stripes of Christ. And we touch and agree with you on that declaration out of your own mouth that you know God is a healer. And also, as you were singing, God showed me that it's a continual laying down of the burden.
Amen.
That's going to bring you into your total breakthrough. It's a continual laying down of your burdens that's going to bring you into your total breakthrough. And Pastor talked about it. I was out. I went to the post office, and then I went to the supermarket, and I left my phone. It dawned on me. I said, "What time is it?" And this lady said, "It's a 7:26." And I said, "Oh my God!" I had a prayer line. I hadn't even gotten to the checkout yet, but God was saying, God is saying through that He is right there with us, and He's an on-time God. So when I walked in, Pastor was talking about rest. I didn't catch the beginning, but I know he said that we have to rest in Him, and God is saying that we have to continue to press our way into that place of rest. The Bible even talks about the only labor that we have to do is the labor as far as our faith is concerned. Is to enter into His rest. So you continue to labor, enter into His rest, like you said, press into His rest, and keep laying those burdens down, because your breakthrough is tantamount. Your breakthrough is evident. It's coming. There's nothing that can stop. There's nothing that can stop that breakthrough from coming.
Amen.
So you will not have any more pain in your body. Continue to soak yourself in Him. Continue to come into His presence on a regular basis. Continue to lay your burdens down and keep praising Him. And you watch God. God is going to blow your natural mind with the supernatural manifestation of your healing. My God, let us pray. Father God, we thank you for Sister Maria. We thank you, Father God, for the healing that's taking place in her body. We thank you for what's already taking place, God. And we thank you, Lord, for a supernatural, Father God, manifestation of total healing in her body, God. We touch and agree with her, Father God, that she is already healed, oh God, and that you are going to manifest that healing. You are manifesting that healing in her body. Day by day, faith by faith, from faith to faith, and glory to glory, that she is being healed in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, I just, Father God, thank you for my sister. Thank you for her perseverance. Thank you for her praise, God, that continues to pour forth from her lips. Thank you for her son, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for blessing him and keeping him, God, and surrounding him, my God, with a mighty army, Father God, of people, Father God, who are moving in the right direction. Thank you for the people that you are putting around him, God. Thank you for the greater, Father God, the greater that you're getting ready to release in his life, God. We thank you, Father God, for the walk that you have him on even now, God, that he's walking into a greater realm of glory, that he's walking into a greater relationship with you, God, that he's walking, Father God, even though we bind up Satan, my God, in the name of Jesus, and the adversary, Father God, even anything that's trying to oppose him, anything that's trying to hinder him, we bind them up and we break it off,
God,
in the name of Jesus. We take authority in the spiritual realm, and we loose this young man to move forth in power, and we loose him to move forth in righteousness, and we loose him to move forth, hallelujah, in purpose and destiny. In the name of Jesus, that nothing will be able to hinder him. Nothing will be able to stop him. No weapon formed against him will prosper. And Lord, we thank you for total victory over his life. In the name of Jesus, and continue to bless his relationship with his mother. Bring them closer, God, and do a new thing even in their relationship, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for Father God. Oh, my God, even Father God. My God, the godly wife, my God, that you're bringing into his life. I just got to say it like I hear it. We thank you for the godly wife, my God, that you're bringing into his life. life, God, that you're doing, oh my God, anointed relationships for mother and son, my God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you're doing a new thing. There's been a shift, my God, in the relationships between even your romantic relationships, my God, hallelujah, that God is doing a new thing, even in your relationships, my God, that he's bringing people with his character into your lives, my God, hallelujah, godly people, my God, after his own heart, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, even as he has put, my God, a man after his own heart, my God, in your life, my God. God says, I shall bring a godly woman, my God, into the life of your son, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing, my God, even in Sister Maria's relationships, my God, with the people that you're bringing into her life, God, that they are people after your own heart. Oh, my God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for blessing my sister, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing her son, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, and not one word will fall to the ground. Your latter days shall be greater. Hallelujah. He's going to pay you back for the pain, for the frustration and the shame that you have had to endure in your past. God says, this is your season of payback. This is your season of fulfillment. This is your season of joy. And this is your season of peace, my God, in the name of Jesus. God is, my God, moving mightily in your life in this season, Sister Maria. That's why he says everything is being restored to you. Everything is coming to full circle. You're not turning back, but full circle to what I ordained for you. Since before the very beginning of earth, while you were yet a twinkle in your mother's eyes, God said, I ordained some things for you. And there have been some counterfeits, and there have been some hindering spirits that came to try to steal your joy and steal your livelihood and steal your Zoe, your life more abundantly. But God says, I brought you full circle to what I already ordained for you, and your latter days shall be better, says the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why you praise me. You are praising me in advance for what I've already done and what's getting ready to manifest in your life. In Jesus' name, so Lord, we thank you for our sister's praise report. Thank you for her son. Thank you for everyone that you have connected to her in this season. And we bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. I receive that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much, my God. Thank you. And God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. You guys have a blessed night. God bless your family. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day. Hallelujah.
Happy Mother's Day.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. We see these hands raised, and we're going to take these callers. Be patient, and we got to get to every caller tonight. Pastor, we're ready to take another call.
Area code 832. God bless you.
God bless.
Oh, God bless you, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. This is Elaine. How are you today?
Hi, Elaine. How are you tonight?
Good, good. I was just asking for prayer and direction and decisions and, you know, the Lord's just what his understanding is.
Amen, 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 hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for our sister Elaine, oh God. Thank you for her life, God. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for what you're doing in her life, God. We just thank you and we praise you, oh God, hallelujah, for the plans that you have for her. Lord, she's coming to you asking for direction, Father God, asking for wisdom, for what you would say to her, Father God, pertaining to the decision makers and things that she has on the table before you, God. So, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will open up the eyes of her understanding, God, that you would give her wisdom, that you would give her discernment, that you would give her confidence. You said if we lack wisdom, that we should come to you, God, and ask, and you will reveal to us what it is that you have for us. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. For, Father God, wisdom for our sister. We thank you for discernment. We thank you for guidance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to speak to her. Continue to release, Father God, the answers to her prayers. Continue to order her steps. Even as I was praying, I saw God directing your steps. I saw you moving. I saw your feet moving, and you were just moving one foot in front of the other on a straight path. And God says, tell her I have her on a straight path, and she's on a path with me. You're on a journey. I hear you, Lord. God says, I have you on a journey with me, and I have you walking with me. And it seems like you're in the wilderness. It seems like you're walking through the wilderness. That's why it's almost like I can't see the forest for the trees, because I can't see it. It's like I can't, Lord, I'm not clear as to where you would have me to go. And God says, continue to seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, and I will continue to add to you everything that you need for this journey that you're on, and I will also continue to direct your path. Hallelujah. I hear God saying that you're a good woman. Hallelujah. Let her know that I'm well pleased with her, and I'm well pleased with her. The stance that she has taken. You have recently had to take a stand about some things pertaining to you and pertaining to your family, and God says that he's pleased with the stance that you have taken. Hallelujah. You've taken a stance for righteousness, a stance for what you believe is right, and I hear God says, I'm pleased with that stance that she's taken. And as far as the wilderness, God says he is with you. He won't leave you or forsake you. Even when other people walk away and don't understand you, God says, I'm always with you. Let not your heart be troubled, because I am with you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for our sister and this journey. I see you on this journey with the Lord. It's not a sprint, but it's a journey. Hallelujah, that you're on with the Lord. And God says, as long as I'm directing your steps, hallelujah, you will continue to be on the right path. Hallelujah. I hear God saying delay is not denial. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. There's some things that have not yet come to pass, and there's some things that have seemingly fallen through the cracks. There's some things that have seemingly fallen through the cracks, and it would make you feel like it wasn't God. Hallelujah. But God says in that situation, delay is not denial. There's been a divine interruption, hallelujah, pertaining to my timing, says the Lord. There's been a divine interruption pertaining to my timing. So it's not a matter of not my will, but it's a matter of not my time, my timing. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for what you're doing in our sister's life. Oh, God, we thank you for her ministry. Hallelujah. We thank you for how you're using her, Father God, and how you're going to continue to use her. I hear God say, I'm going to continue to use my daughter in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Your eyes have not seen. It hasn't even entered into your heart the things I have prepared for you and prepared for you to do, says God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's a matter of obedience. There's some things on the table that are waiting for your obedience. My God. Hallelujah. There's some things on the table that are waiting for you to obey. God says there's some things that I've already instructed you on, and I'm waiting for your obedience. That's when your next step is going to be released. That's when your next step is going to be released, because God says, I do not want you to be overwhelmed. Hallelujah. Step by step, faith by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I will lead you into my glory, from glory to glory. Yes. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for our sister. Yes. Continue to have your way in her life. Lord, I pray over her family right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray, Father God, for those members of her family, God, that she is concerned about, Lord. Lord, we pray, Father God, a supernatural hedge of protection over her family, God. We pray, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to, Father God, even, Father God, minister and intercede on the behalf of Darius, oh God, and even those others that she's concerned about, God. We pray for your supernatural hand, Father God, to move in the midst of that situation, God, and that you would touch each and every family member, God, that needs a touch from you, God. Lord, open their eyes so that they can see those who are in darkness, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, for divine intervention on the behalf of Elaine, on the behalf of her family, on the behalf of those who she is praying for, those that she is concerned about, oh God. And, Lord, we just thank you in advance, my God, for a mighty move, for blowing in the middle of that situation, and moving in the middle of every situation, God. And we thank you, Lord, for even opening the eyes of the understanding of our sister Elaine, that she can see, my God, everything that she needs to see. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And we praise you, and we magnify your name, and we exalt your name on tonight, God, because you are worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised. I hear God saying, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I just see the shining. I see the sun shining. The sun is shining. Out of the darkness, it's shining. It's daylight. Daylight is here in Jesus' name. Amen. So God bless you. And, you know, just continue to move. Move with God.
Yeah.
Move. You move, he moves. He moves, you move. And continue to stay in his righteousness and believe and to be, be confident, my God, that you are on the right path with him, because you are walking with him, and he is leading you and directing your steps. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. We're looking for a whole lot of praise reports coming back from you.
Oh, yeah.
God bless you. Amen.
Thank you.
God. Yes. God bless you. Enjoy the weekend. Amen. I don't know if you're a mother or not.
Mother's Day.
Are you a mother?
Yes. Happy Mother's
Day.
One daughter. Yep. One daughter, one grandson.
One daughter, one grandson. Well, happy.
Yes.
Just one daughter. We pray for your daughter. I pray for her daughter right now, God. Lord, I pray your hedge of protection around her daughter. I pray that you would touch her daughter, Father God, and continue to minister to her heart, God. Encourage her, Father God. In the name of Jesus, open her eyes, God, to give her a greater, Father God, sense of, Father God, who you are, oh God, and allow her to trust you, God, like she's never trusted you in her life, God. And Father God, let your hand be upon her life, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, for a supernatural touch on her life in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we believe, Father God, that she will have an unusual encounter with you. Oh, my God, even on this next week, God, we pray for an unusual encounter with you for Elaine's daughter. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. So God bless you. Oh, glory.
Bless you.
Amen, amen.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, and it will be. God bless you. Amen.
Before you take that next caller, we thank God. But it's a verse of scripture I need to just speak over the prayer line tonight. Psalm 115, verse 14. This is for everyone on the prayer line tonight. The Lord shall increase you more and more.
Wow.
You and your children.
Yes.
You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth.
I can shout on that right now.
I received that for myself, but that's for everybody on the prayer line. He says, I'm going to increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the God that made heaven and earth. Expect greater. Expect more. Look for greater. Look for more. Anticipate more. Receive more. Want more. Desire more. Increase is coming in your direction. In the name of Jesus. Take another caller, Pastor. To God be the glory.
857.
That's area code 857. We thank God for you tonight. 857. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Kristen, and I just wanted to call for prayer for wisdom. I received that word for increase, and I believe doors are opening, and I just want to make the right decisions, the decisions God wants me to make.
Well, to God be the glory. Let us lift that up before the Lord. Lord, we thank you for Kristen tonight. We thank you in the name of Jesus that she received the word of more and more increase in every direction. She believed, God, that you are opening doors. She already see the open door. She's anticipating a breakthrough. And right now we know that it's already done, because as we touch and agree, we shall have what we believe in you for. And, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. You said if we believe and do not doubt in our heart, we shall have those things in which we ask of you. So we're just touching and agreeing with her tonight, God, that you would do the impossible, that you are God and God alone, in the name of Jesus. You want us to be blessed. You want us to be prosperous. And right now, I thank you that you are looking in that direction in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we thank you for the favor that's on her. We thank you for the open door in the name of Jesus. Influence those that need to be influenced, God. Give her the wisdom that she's asking for tonight, that spirit of discernment to make the right decision, to make the right choice. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, glory be to God, that even as we speak tonight, there's an unction already taking place. There's a supernatural intuition that you already are stirring up in the name of Jesus, and she'll know which decision to make. Oh, glory be to God. So, God, we thank you for the supernatural. We thank you for the invisible spiritual gifts on the inside of her. In the name of Jesus, that you are doing a work, God. We thank you that there's a knowing deep down. Oh, glory be to God. Eye has not seen, ear hasn't heard, it hasn't even entered the heart what you have prepared for her who love you. Now, God, I thank you, hallelujah, that the way has already been made. You already made the way. Now order the steps. Allow the word to be the lamp unto the feet. Allow the word to be a light unto the pathway, because your word will not come back void. I see there's a prophetic word over your life that's about to manifest. There's a prophecy that's about to manifest in this season of your life. In this particular season, it's going to become a reality. It's coming to fruition. In the name of Jesus, this is your right now moment. So walk with that expectation and that confidence that that prophecy, I don't know what it is specifically, but this is your year of manifestation in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Yes.
I just give him praise. I just give him praise. I got some unexpected news today that was very much a blessing, and it is about open doors. So I'm just thanking him for it, and I'm getting ready for it. And and your word bears witness with me about increase.
Well, to God be the glory. We knew none of that. God knew, and he had to just affirm and reaffirm what he's up to. To God be the glory. Well, we thank God for you.
Amen.
And call us back with the praise report. Just as you got that unexpected call and good news, we're looking for more good news to come your way. Amen.
Thank you. And I will testify the next time I call you. I'll tell you everything. God bless you guys. Thank
God.
You for being there. I give him praise.
Amen. Okay, we're going to keep praising him with you.
And we'll
God bless.
That testimony. God bless you. Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You. Bye-bye.
Amen. God bless.
Wow. I want to pray for
Shaquella. Father God, we thank you for Sister Shaquella. Oh, God. Lord, we thank you for her life, God. Thank you, Father God, for her faithfulness to this ministry as she sows on a regular basis, God. We ask, Father God, for supernatural blessings to hear her house, even if she can't come on the prayer line, but she sends her seed. So, Lord, we send prayer to her home right now in the name of Jesus. We send prayer, Father God, to her house, to her job, to her family, to her relationships, yeah. Oh God, and we ask, Father God, for a supernatural blessing over her house in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless her and bless her indeed, oh God. Touch her like never before, God. Give her a fresh infilling of your spirit, God. Even during this season of Pentecost, God, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God, Father God, for restoring to her everything the cankerworm stole, God, and send increase, as Pastor gave this word over on the prayer line, send increase to her life, send increase to Sister Rita's life, send increase, oh God, hallelujah, she sent the inbox, praising God, Pastor, because she sold her tithe, she sent the inbox to the Facebook page from New Creation Christian Ministry, excited that she was able to sow, God, bless Sister Rita, oh God, and bless her, Father God, for the seed sown. Bless each and every person on this line, God, those who have sold, Father God, so many, Father God, who took the time to go over to the NCCM page and sold the seed so that this ministry can continue to go forth. Sister Elaine and Minister Jamal and so many others, oh God, who have, Father God, went over and sown, Father God, into this ministry. Lord, bless them and bless them indeed, oh God. God, increase and enlarge their territory, oh God. Father God, do a new thing in their lives, oh God. Father God, meet every need, God. Father God, you said you give seed to the sower, God, and we're praying tonight, Father God, for Shaquella and Rita and Minister Jamal and Sister Elaine and Sister Tunisia and Sister Carmen and those, Father God, who, Father God, are so faithfully, Father God, Father God, and those who come on a regular basis, those who they have a desire to sow, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and we just ask, Father God, that you will, Father God, increase them, give a 100-fold blessing, oh God, into their lives, oh God. You said, Father God, as they have sown, Father God, that you will, Father God, that you will give back as they give, that you will give back, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing, so much that they can't even receive. Yeah. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, and those that we haven't named, God, there's so many that give, and those that I haven't named, Father God, bless them, oh God. And, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for those who are supporting this ministry financially, oh God, so that we could continue to sit here week after week and do those things that you called us to do, God, on this prayer line. So, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for those who come faithfully. Thank you for those who come faithfully. Thank you for those who uphold this prayer line in prayer, that they sit on the fence with us and they pray with us, Lord, and they intercede with us, oh God, and they share in this prayer line. So bless those who are part of this prayer line, Sister Maria and Father God, Mother Nate Thomas and Father God, and Father God, those who come week after week and they never press a button and they never come on the line, but they're here every single week, oh God. Father God, those who are holding up our arms as we pray, as we intercede, they're praying for us as we pray for others. So Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for Brother Jerome. And Father God, we praise you, Father God, for Sister Gail, oh God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just praise you for Sister of a prophetess, hallelujah, Michelle, oh God, hallelujah, who just got off the line, God, and Sister Christian and our precious little baby Ariella, oh God, and Sister Miriam, oh God, Lord, we lift up each and every member of this prayer line, each and every person who's connected to this prayer line, and our new people who are coming on, Sister Helen, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, continue to bless and keep, oh God, and Brother John, oh God, John, hallelujah, who has come and listened through the technology. He doesn't even call in, but he's listening. Bless that brother, oh God. Bless him indeed, oh God. And we pray a supernatural blessing over every name that we called and over every household and every person. Thought it not robbery to be a part of this prayer line. So, Lord, we just thank you and we bless you. Bless Sister Rita. Bless her in her job and keep her. And, Father God, continue to prosper her and everything that she does. And bless her children, God. Bless Sister Shaquella, oh God. And make a way for her to even come on from time to time, God. Continue to meet every need and every life that's connected, Sister Rita, Sister Shaquella, and every life that's connected to this prayer line. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I think we just got one more hand raised.
I think the school account might be changing.
Oh, that's the same. No, that's a new one. I believe this is area code 919. Area code 919.
Hello, Pastors. This is Shaquella on the line. I just wanted to say thank you for praying for me tonight.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. So good to hear from you. And I just wanted to pray because I see you sowing. I see you sowing, and I don't see you on the prayer line, and I know that that's your faith that has gone before you in order to just be saying, I want to be obedient and sow this seed. So we just want you to know that God is blessing you, even in your obedience to him and giving to this ministry. And God has some things, some special things that he has stored up to you for you. So you just get ready. You just get ready because there's a boom getting ready to take place in your life. That God, and God says, ask me. Tell her to ask me. Hear God, hear God. God said, tell her to ask me for what she wants. My God, my God. He says, ask me in prayer for what she wants. Because there's going to be a release of the answer to your personal prayer. When you go to prayer tonight, when you get off this prayer line, before you go to bed tonight, ask God in prayer for what you want. Because there's going to be a supernatural release of God's blessing and answer to your prayer, to your specific prayer that God's getting ready to manifest. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, and God bless you all.
God bless you. God bless.
Amen. You're welcome. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, that was our last call. I'll scroll some more. I believe that's our last caller.
Yeah, they pressed it, but they hung up.
Okay. Amen. Well, we thank God for each and every one of you.
111 pressed it, but take that 908.
We're going to take one more caller. Area code, we have time for another caller. Area code 908.
908,
yes,
God bless you tonight.
God
yes,
bless
we can hear
Pastor
you.
Anthony. God bless Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. This is Sister Daniela calling. How are you?
God bless you. We are well.
I'm calling because I need prayer. Me and my husband have been through a lot since December up until now. Going through a lot with, you know, family, and it was prophesied to me and my husband that we were staying at. There's a lot of demonic spirits and there's witchcraft in the house we stay in, and it's downstairs, and we're up on the second floor. And ever since me and my husband been here, I've been discouraged, I've been depressed, I've been real sick, dealing with migraines and everything.
Well,
I feel as though, you know, as a woman of God, I keep asking God, why am I going through this? I'm just getting sick and tired of it. I'm tired of crying all the time. I'm tired of getting emotional all the time. I don't have nobody to talk to, you know. I see a lot of women, they connected with friends, women of God, and I don't have any friends at all.
Okay, who's your pastor now?
I'm not under a leader right now.
Are you attending church at all? Do you have any fellowship?
Well, we've been visiting a church in Plainfield, New Jersey. It's an African church, but that's not our church home. We're looking for a church home. Yeah.
And then the women's ministry, the reason I'm asking, because, you know, some churches do have the women's ministry or, you know, where you can connect with different women in the church.
Right. But where we're at, we're not going to be here much longer, so. Because
okay.
The Lord
okay.
said we're going to be moving.
Well, I just want to declare over your life that spirit that's in your house, that witchcraft spirit, that demonic spirit has no power over you. It can affect you and impact you only to the degree to which the areas where you are finding yourself weak. And like you said, you're feeling weak, so you're going through a lot of things, and there's an open door for the demonic to try to operate in your life. So God, and we're going to pray for you to bind up those demonic spirits in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you for Sister Daniela Brown and her husband Amel. God, we thank you for their lives. So God, we thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in their lives. And even now, God, we pray over their household, oh God. Hallelujah. We bind up every demon on assignment in their house, and we silence every wagging tongue. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against them can prosper, and we break off the spirit of witchcraft. We break off the spirit of witchcraft in the name of Jesus, and we declare that no witch, no demon, no warlock has any power over this couple in the name of Jesus. We shut the door in the name of Jesus of the influence of the demonic in the name of Jesus, and we declare victory over their lives tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. So Lord, have your way. Bless her and her husband. God bless their marriage. She said they've been going through a lot since December, God. And Lord, we pray for a blessing, a supernatural breakthrough blessing. We pray for a boom blessing, breakthrough, open doors, opportunity, manifestation of your glory, of your power over their lives in the name of Jesus. So Lord, have your way. Break every stronghold. Break every chain. Demolish every stronghold. Destroy every stronghold that's trying to hold them high. My God, trying to put them in bondage in the name of Jesus. They have victory through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord, right now, I pray for a fresh infilling of the Holy Ghost to hit Sister Daniela's life in the name of Jesus. That the winds will blow, Father God, that your spirit will touch her, that your spirit will rest upon her, that your spirit will fill her, give her a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. She said she's sick and tired, God. So Lord, fill a fresh and a new. My God, I feel the Spirit of the Lord moving. The Holy Ghost is moving. My God, allow the Holy Ghost to move over your vessel to give you strength, to give you the strength to keep fighting, the fight, the good fight of faith. My God. So, Lord, give her that strength, that power from on high, that she will continue to be able to fight the good fight of faith. And Lord, we thank you for supernatural power hitting her life right now. Supernatural, we thank you for your supernatural power hitting the life of her husband. And we cut off any demonic forces that have been allowed to operate in their lives. We bind up Satan, we bind up the demon, we bind up satanic forces and demonic forces right now. In Jesus' mighty name, and we put a hedge of protection around her and every person on this prayer line, and we close every open door and declare that the devil has no place. He has no resting place on this prayer line. He has no resting place in her life in Jesus' name. He has no resting place in the life of her husband in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for your peace overwhelming her, and we thank you for your peace overwhelming her husband, and we bless her children, and we speak unity in her family. My God, we speak unity in her family. My God, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God,
mm-hmm.
Yes,
amen. I don't know if you were on the prayer line earlier, but we came from Matthew 11 and Psalm 116. You and Amel need to meditate on that Psalm 116. I see a season of rest coming for the both of you.
Yes.
It's going to be a season of rest.
Yes.
As you shared tonight, there's been a season of resistance. Now it's about to be followed with a season of rest and peace.
Yes, God.
So read and meditate on Psalm 116, and that talks about that rest, and it says that the Lord has been good to you. And Jesus said, come unto me, all of you who are burdened, heavy laden, I'll give you rest. But I see for you and your husband, it's been a season of resistance, but I see a season, a lengthy period of rest and peace coming for the both of you. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
God bless. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Praise God.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. She's fighting a good fight.
Amen.
She's fighting. I see growth. I see maturity. I see blessings. God, she's fighting a good fight. And that's all we can do, saints, is fight that good fight. And God, Sister Daniela, God says the power is in your mouth. My God, I got to say this to you again. The power is in your mouth. Continue to declare God's word over your life. Continue to declare God's word over the life of your husband and your family. The power is in your mouth. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we thank God for Sister Danielle, and I see victory for her. I see victory for her and her husband, and God is going to do that thing. He's going to manifest in a mighty way. So we're going to go down. That was our last call. Pastor, are we having Bible study tomorrow? Saints, we will not be having Bible study tomorrow. Tomorrow is move out day for our daughter. Our daughter's in college. Tomorrow is her move out day. She has to move out of Rutgers and come back home. So our empty nest days are coming to an end for a few months. We've been enjoying this emptiness, so her move-out day is tomorrow. So as soon as Pastor gets off work, we're going to be heading down to New Brunswick to pick our daughter up from college. We're so proud of her that she finished her first year of college. Hallelujah. Thank God. To God be the glory. And these young people are doing it. They're doing what God called them to do. So pray for us as we head down to New Brunswick tomorrow to pick up Caleb, and we will see you on Sunday. Happy Mother's Day from Pastor Anthony and myself. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers. Amen. And again, you all, prayer is free. Prayer is free, and we don't pay for prayer, but we sow seed. And some of you are tithing to the prayer line, and we thank God for all of those who are tithing and all of those who are sowing. So by now most of you know how to sow, and for those who are new who don't, you can sow by going to our website at nccmonline.org. And we used to not allow people to sow. We used to not ask for sowers. But God said we were depriving you of your blessing, from sowing seed into this fertile ground. As we pray in the manifestation, we got so many testimonies of what God is doing in the lives of the people. God said, allow my people to sow. So a thank you offering, sow a seed, sow their tithe, because some people don't have a church home and they need a place to tithe so that they can get the blessing of the tithe and the blessing of the sower. So we thank God for each and every one of you who sow. And again, it's nccmonline.org, nccmonline.org. So God bless you. Come and see us Sunday at 1482 Maple Avenue. As you see, I have no voice. We preached on, both Pastor and I preached on Sunday, and I preached about 45 minutes, and then the Lord had me prophesying for about an hour, and it was a powerful move of God, powerful. And I'm still recovering, so pray my strength in the Lord. To God be the glory. Amen. He moves through us in power. Pray my strength in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And come and see us on Sunday. over at the church. We'll be looking for you. 1482 Maple Avenue. We have a gift for every mother who comes into the church. And we'll see you there. Amen. 12:30. All are welcome. And we'll get out in time for your dinner reservations. We're not going to be long. We're going to have a short service. Amen. Unless the Holy Ghost says different, but we're going to try to have a short service so that the mothers can enjoy their time with their families. Amen? Amen. So God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Find favor.